and County. You can reach us at 561-932-7422.
Good news for the lonely hearts that break. You are as
good. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, mighty Counselor, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is being cheerful during bad times, part one. My scripture is Acts 23. 1 through 13, which reads, "And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. And the high priest Ananias commanded them that stood by him to smite him on the mouth. Then said Paul unto him, God shall smite thee, thou whitest wool. For sittest thou to judge me after the law, and commandest me to be smitten contrary to the law? And they that stood by said, Revilest thou God's high priest? Then said Paul, I wist not, brethren, that he was the high priest. For it is written, Thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of thy people. But when Paul perceived that the one part was Sadducees, and the other Pharisees, he cried out into the council, Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee, of the hope and resurrection of the dead. I am called in question. And when he had so said, there arose a dissension between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the multitude was divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, neither angel nor spirit. But the Pharisees confessed both. And there arose a great cry. And the scribes that were of the Pharisees' part arose and strove, saying, We find no evil in this man. But if a spirit or an angel have spoken to him, let us not fight against God. And when there arose a great dissension, the chief captain, fearing lest Paul should have been pulled in pieces of them, commanded the soldiers to go down and to take him by force from among them and to bring him into the castle. And by night following, the Lord stood by him and said, Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also in Rome. And when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bounded themselves under a curse, saying that they would not eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. And they were more than 40 which had made this conspiracy. My text is Acts 23:11, which states, And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also in Rome. It is difficult to be cheerful when things are going bad. It is difficult to smile when you are hurting inside. However, it is possible to have a smile even in bad times. You can still be cheerful. It is good to be able to be cheerful even in bad times. Bad times will come, but we cannot quit because of bad times. The world has all kinds of problems. Walls is are in various places. Tornadoes are occurring in different places. Crime is running wild. Yet God's children can still be cheerful. Let us look at Paul. Paul is facing accusers who want to see him dead. The previous day, Paul saw a great opportunity to go unfulfilled when the crowd at the temple mount did not allow him to finish his message to them, but started rioting again. Now Paul had another opportunity to win Israel to Jesus, and perhaps a better opportunity. Here he spoke to the council with the opportunity to preach Jesus to these influential men. Paul said, "I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day." Paul probably thought this was an innocent enough way to begin his preaching. He did not mean that he was sinlessly perfect and that his conscience had never told him he was wrong. Rather, he meant that he had responded to conscience when he had done wrong and had set things right. See here the character of an honest man. He sets God before him and lives as in his sight. He makes conscious of what he says and does, and according to the best of his knowledge, he keeps from whatever is evil, and cleaves to what is good. He is conscientious in all his words and conduct. Those who thus live before God may, like Paul, have confidence both towards God and man. In this crowd was Ananias, the high priest. Ananias commanded those who stood by Paul to strike him on the mouth. Paul spoke, and his claim of a good conscience offended the high priest. He thought that someone accused of such serious crimes should never claim a clear conscience. Then Paul said to him, "God will strike you, you whitewashed wall." Ananias, who commanded that a defenseless man be punched in the face, indeed was a whitewashed wall, a white veneer of purity covering over obvious corruption. "For you sit to judge me according to the law, and do you command me to be struck contrary to the law?" Paul exposed the hypocrisy of Ananias. Those who stood by said, "Do you scold God's high priest?" Then Paul said, "I did not know, brethren, that he was the high priest. For it is written, 'You shall not speak evil of a ruler of your people.'" Great men may be told of their faults, and public complaints may be made in a proper manner. But the law of God requires respect for those in authority. Paul had gotten into trouble with the high priest, Sadducees, and the Pharisees. But when Paul perceived that the one part of the council were Sadducees and the other part were Pharisees, he identified himself with the Pharisees. The Pharisees believed in angels and spirits and in a future resurrection. Though they did not accept Jesus' resurrection, the Sadducees rejected the very idea of a resurrection, as well as belief in angels and spirits. Consistent with this, the Pharisees granted that a spirit or angel might have visited Paul, while the Sadducees rejected this possibility altogether. This caused a division among the multitude who came to oppose Paul. Torrential storms and a rising ocean are eating away at California. Palm trees are falling, and multi-million dollar homes are teetering. The state's turbulent weather is only growing more extreme thanks to climate change. February 23, 2024, by Liz Krutz and Evan Bush, Los Angeles. A wave of intense rainstorms have accelerated landslides and contributed to damaging coastal erosion in California, leaving multi-million dollar homes on cliff's edge, sending 100-foot palm trees toppling into the surf, and forcing the closure of a historic chapel. The state is now drying out, but impacts from a second season of extreme rainfall could be felt for years to come. Climate change, which is intensifying rates of rainfall, spurring sea level rise and makes droughts more severe, is contributing to some of the forces reshaping the California landslide. This season's storms have offered Californians a dramatic reveal and a preview of the consistencies of a warming world and slow-moving processes that scientists have warned about accelerate in plain view. Mike Phipps, a geologist and the geotechnical engineering firm from Cotton Shears and Associates, said landslide risk and sea level rise are combining to reshape the California coastline. The coastline is at a lot of risk, he said. As those cliffs are trying to retreat, the buildings are going to be threatened. And there are situations up and down California where buildings have been raised and where buildings are falling into the ocean. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. And thanks for tuning in. Today's topic is Sounds of Silence. According to interruption science, we are interrupted every 3 minutes. Phone calls, texts, tweets, social media, Zoom calls, and the constant demands to do more and be more. Sound familiar? The very fact that we have a field of science dedicated to interruption is evidence of how bad noise has gotten in our world. The white noise of this world is one of the greatest impediments to our spiritual growth. By definition, white noise is the sound that contains every frequency a human can hear. And because it contains every frequency, it's very hard to hear any frequency, especially the still voice of God. But silence helps us to hear God's voice. Silence can be the difference between sight and insight. Silence can be the difference between happiness and joy. Silence can be the difference between fear and faith. If you want to hear the heart of God, silence is key. Now, some of you listening may be thinking, you want to believe in God, but you feel the constant distractions and interruptions of life are throwing you off course. You may have questions, and that's okay. You desire a closer relationship with God, and you probably heard that Jesus came to save you from your sin, but you're not sure how that works. Well, if that's the case, I've got good news for you. Realize that all have violated God's divine law and fall short of His glory. But the good news is that God loves you and gives you the opportunity to come to Him, acknowledge your sin, and trust Him as your Lord and Savior. Will you neglect God for the noise of a fly? Or will you believe and receive? Believe Christ died for you and by faith receive Him into your life. Remember, God gave His Son Jesus, who died between two criminals, was buried in a borrowed tomb, but early on the third day He arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first. Pray, trust and obey His word, and recognize that sometimes silence is golden. Until next time, my beloved, stay encouraged by knowing that God loves you, and when God is in it, there is no limit. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue